We have some incredibly serious breaking news. We are now in a situation where the President of the United States can post a list of names on his Truth Social, and then within weeks, that list of names has been indicted, or their home has been raided, or they are politically persecuted in some way. Just hours ago, we learned that New York Attorney General Letitia James is officially being indicted for so-called mortgage fraud. Now, in America, it works like this. You are innocent until proven guilty. But this is where the problem lies with Donald Trump. He is starting off with a guilty verdict. He is, you know, using his Truth Social as a megaphone to prosecutors and people in the country saying, I want a guilty verdict. And then they are reverse engineering that. And I can prove that with this Truth Social post. It essentially all starts here. And we actually have some new updates about this post where Donald Trump requests his Attorney General Pam Bondi to target three specific people. The three specific people that Donald Trump names are James Comey, who has been indicted, was right after this, Adam Shifty Schiff, yet to be indicted, but let's keep an eye out, and then Letitia James, which he spells wrong in this post. Now, just to read this really quickly, he says, Pam, addressing his attorney general, Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey? Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia, they're all guilty as hell. Then Trump goes on to say, you know, we need to push this harder. He says, Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me five times over nothing. Justice must be served now, said President DJT. He signed it at the end. This is Donald Trump asking his attorney general to indict someone on his behalf. Number one, this has never been done before in American history. Never has this been done. There is a separation of powers because you don't want the president persecuting political opponents. But that is what is happening right now. I was just in a debate with some Trump supporter friends, and I asked them, is there any evidence that Biden asked Merrick Garland directly to do this? And they said, well, no, but there were reports that he was a little bit angry behind the scenes. I said, wait. You're saying that Biden being angry behind the scenes that Trump hasn't been arrested or whatever is the same as Trump openly calling for Pam Bondi to do it. But there's another layer to the story. There are so many layers. We have now learned today that this post that was sent out publicly was actually meant to be a DM to Pam Bondi. Read this. In his second term, Donald Trump is taking control of the Justice Department in ways he could have only dreamed of during his first. Back in his first term, Trump publicly railed against senior department officials, but he largely heeded the counsel of people who said you have to trust the process. But in this term, all it took was one errant post and Trump got what he wanted. On September 20th, Trump meant to send a private message to Attorney General Pam Bondi urging her to prosecute former FBI Director James Comey and his other favored targets, according to U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Quote, we can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation. I just read that exact post. But that was an accident. Trump believed he had sent Bondi the message directly, addressing it to Pam, and was surprised to learn it was public, the official said. Bondi grew upset and called the White House aides and Trump, who then agreed to send a second post. He then sent a second post saying Pam Bondi is doing a great job. This misfire provided a window into how, through command and chaos, Trump has executed a wholesale transformation of the Justice Department. We literally have our silver bullet argument right here. Not only did Donald Trump post the names of Comey, Schiff, and Letitia James, but Donald Trump fired the federal prosecutor, Eric Siebert, and said he wasn't doing a good job. Donald Trump fired the federal prosecutor, Eric Siebert, because he wouldn't bring an indictment against Letitia James. This was a career prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia. And he said, listen, this indictment is no good. This is a political indictment. So Trump said, you got to go. You got to go. And then eventually, after all of this pressure, Eric Siebert resigned. Now then, Donald Trump replaces him with a loyalist, Lindsey Halligan, who had never had any prosecutorial experience in a courtroom. And Lindsey Halligan immediately begins indicting Comey, Letitia. Now we're going to see if Adam Schiff is targeted, but that would complete everybody said in this post, which is wild. This is such clear weaponization. You don't even have to debate it at all. Donald Trump made this post, and this was a few days after he had fired the person who refused to bring these charges, and then the charges are brought. I think it's only fair to listen to what New York Attorney General Letitia James has to say herself. She posted this video 30 minutes ago after this all happened.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. These charges are baseless, and the president's own public statements make clear that his only goal is political retribution at any cost. The president's actions are a grave violation of our constitutional order and have drawn sharp criticism from members of both parties. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country. This is the time for leaders on both sides of the aisle to speak out against this blatant perversion of our system of justice. I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a 2-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics. Judges have upheld the trial court's finding that Donald Trump, his company, and his 2 sons are liable for fraud. I'm a proud woman of faith, and I know that faith and fear cannot share the same space. And so today, I'm not fearful. I'm fearless. And as my faith teaches me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We will fight these baseless charges aggressively, and my office will continue to fiercely protect New Yorkers and their rights.
That was a pretty badass speech.
And I will continue to do my job.
That was pretty badass, I can't lie. There's a few really good quotes she has in there, and I like how she stood by the work that she did. This was good work that was brought by people who are well-respected, not some federal prosecutor who was just swapped out with zero experience because you want to rush through an indictment, Donald Trump. And that's what happened here. When Donald Trump says Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot, he's saying, we want Lindsey to pursue these. He then says, we can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They impeached me twice and indicted me 5 times over nothing. Justice must be served now. He is directly calling for justice to be served. And I'll leave it at that. Just know that this wasn't supposed to be public. This was supposed to be private. In any other administration, this would have sunk them. This would have sunk the person. This is worse than Watergate. This is worse than Clinton getting a blowjob and then lying about it under oath after. This is way worse. This is eroding our democracy, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this video and if you learned anything or enjoy the breaking news, all that I ask is that you subscribe below. We are pushing towards 2 million, and turn on post notifications because we are doing some more debates soon. We are doing some more awesome shows soon, and I can't wait to see you guys there. Thank you. Bye.